see with our elected officials, because clearly it has made a difference. And I think I want to recognize the work that they've done on our behalf as well. So maybe we could have a proclamation or something, whatever we can do to share their names in an official way and kind of give them that, I would really appreciate it. But I think you've done your work, and you've got all the evidence here to support the decision that we need to make tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Hall. Dr. Arancibia.
Trustee Adamos, I just want to say, like, every single time that you were speaking right there, I was like nodding and giving the thumbs up, because you were both empathetic and understanding of the situation, but also providing us the kind of a fresh reminder of the reality that we're living in. And you did it in a way that's so eloquent, and a way that most adults can't do. And I'm going to falter in comparison to you. But I just want to say to you, thank you for saying what you said, because we all feel it. My daughters have had a rough week this week too with distance education, and it's hard, right? But what I do appreciate is that we're moving in a very deliberate path towards reopening, and we're looking at the facts, we're looking at the numbers, we're participating, getting all the information that we can possibly get to be able to open up in a methodical way. We're not making rash decisions. One of the things I don't want to do is open up and then close right back down because we haven't thought things through. And I really appreciate the leadership that the district has shown, Interim Superintendent Aguirre. I really, really appreciate that. I also want to give, you know, an incredible amount of recognition to the staff that's made this happen for the last year, from everyone, from the food service workers that are feeding the community, to the instructors that have had to change modalities completely, to, you know, the top level administration that is literally sitting over and working tables over at Montgomery High today. I think that is, like Trustee Adamos, the best that we have here in our district, right? And I think that that's the way we move forward, right? We have to show that and continue giving that kindness and that compassion to each one of us, so then that we can continue moving forward towards opening up. And I just want to give you so much credit. Look at the partnerships we've developed with San Diego State and National Institutes of Health, with partnerships with different elected leaders that can help us out in establishing a beachhead to fight, you know, the infection rates and prevent the real issues facing our community. So I have nothing but kudos, and I'm really appreciative of the way that you're proceeding, and let's continue on. I think we're doing a really, really wonderful job. I thank you. I thank you, Trustee Adamos, as well.
Thank you, Dr. Arancibia. Trustee Tarantino.
Thank you, President Segura. I'd also like to echo my feeling that my colleagues have put forward. I think that the recommendations that are being put forward tonight are sound. I think that they reflect the bargaining MOUs that we have put together with our labor partners, and I'd like to thank our labor partners for their cooperation in terms of coming together and working with us in terms of not only their safety, but also the safety of our students and those who work in our district. It was mentioned that a lot of our clerical support individuals have been working all year, our clerical support staff at schools, and then, like Dr. Arancibia mentioned, our food service workers have been literally on the front lines distributing hundreds of thousands of meals a day. And so, all that. And again, the groups that have worked, our staff, in putting these recommendations together, the presentation tonight was, I thought, excellent. It was comprehensive, and it was based on the best information that we have at this particular time. I think everybody has reiterated the fact that it's such a fluid situation, and things change sometimes by the hour. I think our path forward is sound. It's based on the information we have right now, and yet provides the flexibility to make changes as situations should change. So I just wanted, again, to reiterate what my colleagues said in terms of thanking everybody for all their cooperation in terms of putting this together. And that's all I have, President Segretta.
Thank you, sir. And I just want to just state one more time, because it can't be said enough, you know, in terms of the advocacy to get our educators vaccinated and our community as well. Like Trustee Hall mentioned, just outstanding work by Dr. Gary, General Counsel Carbuccia, and all working together with, you know, and letting know our supervisor, Nora Vargas, and she listens, and she not only listens, she takes actions, as well as Chair Fletcher. So that's really paid off, and that's just super impressive what happened today. And I can just tell you, I heard a story from one of our elders that got vaccinated today, and she said she wouldn't have been able to get vaccinated if it wasn't in her community. She was over 70, maybe 75, I think she mentioned, but she said I can't go to San Diego. It's just being in my neighborhood is huge, so that's really important, and it just really hits you right there in the heart. And I know we're going to continue to work to do that, and that's just tremendous kudos for that. And I look forward to, and I'm so glad that work, you know, you mentioned that, you know, our consultation with our epidemiologist doctor, and look forward to our partnerships with San Diego State, continued partnerships with San Diego State and the NIH grant that we will be voting on, I guess, in the future. So I just wanted to say that again. And with that, we need a motion to approve.
Yes, to approve C1 as stated on the agenda.
So moved.
Second, Solis.
Move the second. Any more discussion? Okay, let's vote.
Adamos?
Yes.
Valencia?
Yes.
Hall?
Yes.
Segura?
Yes.
Solis?
Yes.
Tarantino?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.
All right.